when you come into the house of prayer for the first time, you're going to find that we are absolutely weird, that we don't make sense. But the fruits, they're from Him. And what I've learned over the years is that God's not very sensible and He's not very logical. Because every time I put Him in a box, He wiggles away and said, no, that's not my way. And He does something outside of the box. And when I get the fruits of what He does, I realize that He has secret abilities that He only reveals as we go forward. So today, we want you to be aware that on the Passover feast, Jesus already had known that He was the Lamb. He had been told by the Father that He was going to give up His body. He also told them He was going to enter the horrible torment of those that couldn't stand Him. And they were jealous because they couldn't do what He was doing. And you have very similar situations today where people have certain expectations that things should be in a certain way, and God kind of sneaks in and does something totally out of the box. When He took the bread, He lifted it to His Father. He broke it and He gave it to His disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given up for you." Now, did they really understand? I don't believe they did. I believe they took the bread. Then He took the cup and He said, "This is my blood," which also didn't make sense. It wasn't logical. How could wine become blood? How could bread become flesh? Well, with man, it doesn't work. But with God, it does. And He made it clear, when you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life within you. Eternal life. Everlasting life. So when you come to this table, you simply receive it for what it is. His flesh and blood. Accept it by choice. Your emotions may not fit. If you say, "Well, I'm not worthy," none of us are. But we've been made worthy by His sacrifice. So would you lift your hands to the gifts and say, "Father, today,
Father, today,
I will be receive,
I will receive
the gift of the Lamb,
the gift of the Lamb
that was sacrificed for me.
That was sacrificed for me.
He gave up His body.
He gave up His body
for me.
For me.
He gave up His blood.
He gave up His blood
to wash away my sin.
To wash away my sin
and the sins of the whole world.
And the sins of the whole world.
God loved the world.
God loved the world
so much.
So much
that He gave His Son.
That He gave His Son.
I receive His Son today.
I receive His Son today.
In the bread and wine."
In the bread and wine
that has been presented.
That has been presented.
In the natural, it seems simple.
In the natural, it seems simple.
But in the spirit.
In the spirit.
It breaks down walls.
It breaks down walls.
It gives eternal life to my body.
It gives eternal life to my body.
And my soul.
And my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I take this first piece for our president because that's what God asks us to do. To take and receive for those that are broken. And Father, whatever brokenness there is in our political system, including our president, do the healing.